yes. Yes, yes, yes. Drop Madness 2023, sponsored by Wendy's. Fresh never looked so square at Wendy's. A Dave single is now just a dollar. When you want the best hamburger, square's the beef.
Yeah.
Wendy's. Donald LaGreca.
Hello.
Is here. The great Anthony Pusick, who is the commissioner of this year's Drop Madness, is here. But Don, don't look at these. He was handed a sheet, but you don't need to look.
I don't want to look. I want to be surprised.
Let's have Don be surprised. So we have Anthony Pusick in the other room. He'll be with us. He'll have the opportunity to weigh in, defend his choices, explain the logic. But this is a very exciting time of the year. A second annual, I believe, Drop Madness podcast.
That's right.
And let's not waste any time.
No,
right?
Let's do it.
With these sort of reveal shows, you got to get into it.
We're also revealing regions, right?
That's right. I'm about to reveal my region, if you know what I'm saying.
There you go.
So
take it all in.
Here are the regions. The Flubs region. Across from that, we have the Troubling region, which is it's things that are said that are slightly troubling.
Yeah.
Then we have the Funny region. Ones that just make you laugh. And then we have the Nether region, which is the only repeat region. It is same thing we've had in the past. Other characters who are not myself, Michael, or Don.
And you're going to see a little bit of balance between funny and troubling. There will be something where you say, that could be in the troubling region. That could be in the funny region.
And it's, no, listen. That Andrew used to always say when he was commissioner, sometimes it's just you making a call. What are you going to do? So let's start off in the Flub region with the big one seed.
A mistake is not carrying the nine when you do a multiplication.
That is a flub.
Multiplication.
It's a long one.
Wow.
It takes about four times to get it right. You get the Peter laugh at the end. It's a classic mistake drop on the show.
I you know what? I'm in lockstep with you.
I wonder if the length will be an issue.
Excuse me?
It's usually not.
And there's our first drop. Yeah, and there's our first drop from the Drop Madness podcast.
There you go. No, but I'm just wondering if it is too lengthy to make a run at one. That would be my little critique.
Let's see. We'll see where the region plays out. So that one seed, and you know what's crazy about Drop Madness? 1-16 in Drop Madness is not like the actual NCAA tournament.
No.
16s win pretty regularly.
Absolutely.
The 16 seed in the Flub region.
When he walked into the game with his wife, Pam, or Ellen, whatever her name is.
Mickey.
it's sort of a flub. I didn't quite.
That is a well-deserved 16.
Yeah, here we go. We go to now the 8-9 matchup. This is what Maryland's playing in the real tournament. Here's the 8 seed in the flub.
Leading off and playing left field, Aaron Hicks.
Ah.
Leading off and playing center field, Aaron Judge.
They're both leading off.
You make that drop more than Michael makes that drop.
Yeah.
Even though there's the mistake, you just let it run.
Just
play it up.
I enjoyed that. Here's the 9 seed.
Mark Canha?
Yeah.
More to the point of Don just agreeing that that's obviously how you say Mark Canha's name.
Right. Well, at the time it sounded right.
Yeah.
We go, and by the way, still no Don appearances in these clubs. Apparently you don't mess up that much.
Don't worry.
We go to the 5 seed.
Between Kaidi and Kyrie.
Okay.
You know what? I'll tell you what.
That didn't get the love it deserved.
That could have been a 2 seed, in my opinion.
Amazing.
That also could be troubling because, again, that goes into the stroke area.
Right. It could be troubling.
Between Kaidi and Kyrie.
That's up against the 12 seed.
Kayvon Thibodeau.
See, now that could be funny because it's an intentional flub.
That is intentional.
Right. That's why it's lower.
I'm not in love with that.
With that being there?
Yeah.
Just because it was. It was intentional.
Yeah.
And it was a redo of the joke.
Yes.
It was a play on Thibodeau the first time. We go to the 4 seed.
He went to movies by himself, and I used to kill him for it. What's movies? He would go to movies.
Movies.
Could have been number one, in my opinion.
That's a power. That's going to make a run.
No,
that's a powerful
four. That
won
its conference tournament and really showed the committee what it could bring to the table.
Up against the 13 seed.
Corin and Manasquan.
Now, that was double wrong, right?
Double wrong.
Yeah, the name and the name.
How do you say the name of the city? The town?
Manasquan.
Manasquan. Right.
It's Corin.
Yes.
In Manasquan.
That was Corin.
It's Corin.
Yeah, it's Corin.
You know Corin. That was
Corin in Manasquan.
Like you were left to your own devices and it just didn't work out.
More on that day later, by the way.
Okay.
Right, that's a good one.
We go to the 6 seed.
Greg Kittle's unbelievable. I mean, they got a lot going for them.
Greg Kittle, George.
Why does he get so
mad? He gets mad.
He messes up all the time. You say, I stay even. I just prepare. I go, really? And he yells. We go to the 11 seed.
Oh, no. That's underrated.
Oh, yeah. It's tough because
I don't know how far it'll go. That's why it's so
I don't think it's going to go far. Because I don't think people, like, in the moment when they listen to it, when they hit the button, they're going to appreciate where it was coming from.
Well, and Anthony had to, like, raise the audio so you could even hear it. But the moment, Don panicking, going through his papers, it was pretty great.
The seeding, I give Andrew a lot of credit. The seeding is the hardest thing to do in this tournament by far.
I believe
it. It is so tough.
We go to the 3 seed in the flub region.
Adolis Garcia with a solo shot. Blue Jays, Rangers, I should say, up 5-3.
4-3.
No, is it two? Oh, it's 4-3 now.
They were down 3-2.
They were down 3.
I don't know who was playing or what the score is still to this day.
It really is the rival to. No, he's a Raven.
No, no,
it's right there.
It's incredible how similar it is. Everything's wrong that I said.
Everything. The teams, the score, the
Adolis Garcia with a solo shot. Blue Jays. Oh, two run shot. Sorry, Rangers. I should say up 5-3.
4-3.
No, is it two? Oh, it's 4-3 now.
They were down 3-2.
They were down 3.
It's just never ends. Information. It's a bunch of information to nowhere.
14 seed.
Kevin in Monticello.
No. Back-to-back calls on that day.
Yeah. Those were back-to-back?
That was tough for you.
Manasquan and Monticello. Monticello.
Same day, same segment. Oh, you got very mad at Jersey, by the way, that day.
Oh, that was the whole Jersey day. That's right. Because people got mad at me. I'm like, how am I supposed to know?
I'm not from here. Why am I supposed to know cities?
Well, there's so many towns. Let's be honest.
There's a lot of towns.
There's a lot of towns. We go to the 7 seed.
Canisius?
Another good one by you.
I still don't know what I said
Canisius.
Wrong.
Canisius.
Canisius?
It's funny.
Up against the 10 seed.
Monica Nutt's been very good.
Nick Nutt.
That's going to...
That 10 seed
again,
can do something.
But I don't know what it is about Michael. Why he yells offended, on... yells at you.
And you can barely hear Peter.
But I would think he'd be happy we screwed up.
No.
And then be happy to correct us. It's almost as if he feels like we offended the show with our ignorance.
Wow, that
Monica Nutt's been very good.
Nick Nutt.
All right, last one of the flub region, the 2 seed.
What do they call those? An homina? Is that the way you say it?
Ad hominem.
Very rarely do you get both of you in sync correcting Don.
Yeah, that's good harmonies.
That is. It's not. It's like not that funny. It's almost like just perfect.
It's just strong.
It's just strong.
It's a strong two.
The 15 seed.
My general acumen or Don's genuine acumen? Whatever.
I'll tell you what, that could be higher too.
You know what? That 15 can knock off the two.
Oh, I think it will.
What do they call those? An homina? Is that the way you say it?
Ad hominem.
Because not everybody may appreciate how you guys were synchronized.
Right.
But to have K mess up.
That bad. How many times? 4 times?
My general acumen or Don's genuine acumen? Whatever.
I'm going to log it up. I think that 15 advances.
Yeah, I think so too. All right.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships. Your skills. Your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/network. Now, let's talk about the play of the week. The pressure to follow up Hypnotic and Cognac, weighing heavy on the team. Hypnotic was in the cup, blue and ready for the play. And boom! Añejo Tequila came in with a smooth assist to Hypnotic's tropical fruit finish. Shaken, strained, poured. It was green and good! The playmaking splash shifted the tempo. Another great cocktail from the Hypnotic team. Every season is Hypnotic and Tequila season. Hypnotic Liqueur, Bardstown, Kentucky, 17% alcohol by volume. Hypnotic reminds you to think wisely, drink wisely.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Let's head over to the big funny region. I think it speaks for itself. And the 1 seed in the funny region.
No, Michael K.
One of the most viral moments in the history of the show.
That's correct. And that moment went viral. Plus, it's a very used drop. That's one of the things Andrew used to always talk about is how much is the drop a part of the show? No, Michael Kay is a part of the show. Not every day. And whenever he's not here.
A lot in the summer.
A lot in the summer. A lot in the summer. All right, the 16 seed in the funny region.
If you replaced God, I would worship Satan.
It's in there. You guys said I wasn't in love with it, but out of the 32 of this in the troubling group, it had to be in there.
No, so that was you, Don, talking to Michael, by the way. Here we go. The 8-9 matchup in the funny region. The 8 seed.
Mashed potatoes slapping children.
That was a funny moment.
When didn't get as much love as it deserved because it's hard to fit in because, as Don says, the longer it is, the harder it is to make sense of it. But mashed potato slapping children is great.
It was that was what's going to happen in Dave Rothenberg's house if the Giants lost on Thanksgiving.
Right, right.
And so that did happen, by the way.
Yes.
The 9 seed.
Sack.
The 5 seed.
I'm on the air.
Same rant. The same Michael Kay rant, of course. And the 12 seed.
That's a good 12 seed.
That's a very...
That's your TNT matchup.
Yeah, no, you're getting that... That could be the 7:30 like Friday game that you get right there on TNT. On TNT. On TV.
On TV.
Here's the 4 seed.
Go, 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 go. Hey, go, go, go.
I like that one a lot.
That's me and Don doing mic'd up. Like NFL that. Players mic'd up impression.
Yeah, but not knowing what it is still makes it funny.
Up against the 13 seed.
Swish.
Why did you say it like that?
I don't.
Swish.
I don't remember.
Swish.
We got to team that up on High Guys.
Yeah, that is right next to High Guys.
Swish.
All right, the 6th seed.
Don LaGreca's House of Hot Dogs. 1-800-EAT-ME.
Remember how you said there's not a lot of Don?
Here it is.
There's more Don.
It's coming on. Oh, a Don versus Don matchup, the 11th seed.
I saw some great movies this weekend. I saw The Godfather. I saw Gone with the Wind. I saw It's Pat.
It's Pat.
In context. With no context, that's very good.
Very good.
The 3 seed.
Oh, these guys have jobs and I don't. They're wrong.
If visual elements were a thing, that would be a 1 seed.
That is terrific stuff.
The 14 seed.
Nobody bothers me.
That was in the summer. You were talking about a karate commercial from Maryland.
Oh, that was so good.
That was me talking about Junery.
I enjoy that very much.
We should be using that more somehow. By
we really
the way.
Should.
Nobody bothers me.
During Rogers' watch, probably fit.
Yeah, maybe that's it. The 7 seed.
I'm going to jam my head in the microwave.
What was that about?
It was fairly recent.
It was one of Don's rants where he got upset with a topic or a caller.
I was frustrated.
By the way, we don't do this every day on the Big Drop Madness podcast, but we're going to actually bring in an interview, one of the biggest players in Drop Madness, who I know we will be seeing later, and I believe will be revealed as a 1 seed, Natalie Miss Hatton Amorosi. Hey, Natalie.
Hey there. What's going on?
Sorry, I'm doing my podcast. Do you have to talk about something important with me?
I just thought you were coming home.
Wow.
All right. Well, we'll deal with that later.
Yeah. Can I text you back about that?
Absolutely.
I'm so sorry, but real quick, hold on. Before we...
Yes, you can do it. It's number one in the Nether region.
I'm jumping ahead a bit, but when we get to the Nether region, Natalie, the number one drop...
Can I join?
...is the Can I Join drop. How do you feel about being the 1 seed in Drop Madness?
I mean... You know, it's light work.
Really? Really?
Yeah.
You knew when you randomly called up, you knew that day when I called you that you would say something historic.
No, honestly, I didn't. I didn't even know you had me on the radio, to be honest.
That's what made it real.
And it's a little embarrassing. I wish Can I Join is pretty iconic now looking back.
Can I Join?
Do you remember what you were talking about, by the way?
A little vibe with you, me, and Miss Kim K.
Now, I don't know if she can hear me, but does it bother her
okay.
at all just how perverted our audience is that they enjoy it as much as they do?
Did you hear that?
I'm more perverted. I'm more perverted, I'm sure, than...
Can I join?
All right, babe. Well, I'm gonna wrap this up before the people listening run to their computer to Google image search you.
Yes.
Love you. I'll text you back here.
All right. Love you too.
Bye.
She did not help her cause at all there. But she did help the cause of a lot of our listeners.
Not surprising anybody, by the way, that that's a number one. It's so good.
It had to be. All right, so back to the end of the funny region. Oh, wow. Here we go.
I think we're on to the 10 seed.
The 10 seed.
Against
the
Jam My Head in the Microwave.
Right. That's the 7. Here's the 10.
Dehydrated my ass.
I'm a fan.
It's, I know, right, you're a fan.
It's very recent. It's just
there's a recency bias there, but it was good.
Here's the 2 seed.
Hesos, welcome.
I love that.
Now, the Johnson's nurse.
That was the
not nurse.
That was
maid.
The Johnson's. What? Where am I supposed to be from?
Oh, I don't remember where you were from.
Oh, like Eastern Europe.
Yeah, you were making fun of the video of everybody saying hi to Sauce, and you said, who are they going to pass it to next?
Yeah, like, and then Michael, I think, might have said something like, they're Norwegian, you know, maid. And so I said,
hey, Sauce, welcome.
And lastly, the 15.
Go gardening.
I don't know why that's so funny.
Go gardening.
I enjoy it.
Followed up by go trim the hedges, but go gardening I thought was better.
We are now on, that is everything in the funny region.
We should mention Flubs versus Funny in the Final Four. That would be the matchup.
Ooh, and by the way, that's going to be very tough.
Yeah.
We all know breakfast is an important part of your day, but sometimes when you're traveling for business, you end up staying at a hotel that doesn't offer any. You know what happens? You grab a cup of coffee and skip the meal entirely. We've all been there. But if you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you can enjoy their free Bright Side breakfast featuring delicious baked goods, fruit, eggs, yogurt, and waffles. And really, who doesn't want to start their day with a fresh hot waffle? Tonight, La Quinta, tomorrow you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sports book bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
We go to the 1 seed. I'm excited for this.
Yeah.
In the troubling region.
It was the cleanest sack that I have ever seen.
Not a fan, huh?
No, I'm a fan.
No, okay.
It's sincerely troubling.
Yeah, it's troubling.
It's exactly where it should be.
Exactly. And when you remove context again, you forget that he's talking about football. You legitimately go, what on earth is he talking about?
It was the cleanest sack that I have ever seen.
We're just filthy-minded.
I don't even know if you know what the 16 is, Peter. Don's going to remember, and I think laugh his head off, but this is one of the most special moments that did not happen on this show.
Oh, really? Is that why it's a 16?
I think that's why it's a 16,
all right,
to be honest.
Let's listen.
Here we go.
Look, well, the Mets or the Yankees come in. The Rangers come in red hot. Got baseball on the mind with everything happening with Jacob DeGrom. And
I had logged out of my computer.
Okay.
And Don was just about to do the Rangers pregame.
Okay.
So I'm getting up to leave, and I hear, here's the Rangers pregame with Don LaGreca. Well, the Mets and the Yankees are... Islanders, Rangers, excuse
the
me.
Michael like, Cashel.
Well, the Mets or the Yankees come in. The Rangers come in red hot. Got baseball on the mind with everything happening with Jacob DeGrom. And
I sat back down and said, I need to save that, this.
That's a good job.
Perpetuity.
Now, I don't know if it's hurt by the fact it was not on our air.
That's why it's 16.
But
it was on the air. It's not on the Michael Cashel.
Not on the Michael Cashel.
Right. It was on 98.7 air.
Well, technically it was 6:30, so...
Exactly.
But God, aren't you like surprised at this point? Can we just be honest? With how much, and what I'm saying right now, I'm going to say with all due respect.
All
and
due
when I say all due respect, you know what that means. A lot of respect.
Yeah, sure.
With the amount that every show on this station is kind of ripped off drops as such a big part of their shows, I'm almost surprised that there's not like another drop madness happening.
Like an NIT version?
Yeah, like the Rick and Dave NIT drop.
Well, they've
madness.
Got the drop sadness.
Host sadness.
That's host sadness.
Host sadness.
So yeah, they did rip us off in that regard.
Well,
but it's
just
not
trying to be creative. I think people don't want to steal our idea.
Well, they don't. No, people don't want to steal. But if they're not as creative as
they
the creators,
right.
then you end up doing it. And I said, that was with all due respect. All right, let's go to the
8-9.
The 8-9, which is first.
Oh, cream.
What a weirdo he is.
So is 9.
How would they not have enough to compete with that load?
I mean...
Well, that.
That's on True TV After Hours.
Yeah, this one is...
Oh, cream. Yeah, how would they not have enough to compete with that load?
That's, you know, right after Impractical Jokers.
Now, I gotta say, we're not on the air. That's an all matchup?
It certainly is.
Wow. That's right. Wow. You don't ever get a matchup in Drop Madness that's exclusively dedicated to reproductive matter.
Was that intentional or did it just happen?
I think it was.
I kind of looked that they were in the same area.
Oh, well, they were certainly in the area. Came from the same area.
That's exactly right. Sure did.
Wow, that was very troubling. We go to the five.
Yummy.
Very simple.
Well,
very
it's him talking about Rick, so it's just, you know.
Yummy.
Up against the 12.
If the Nets had a happy Harden.
And he seamlessly kept moving on, by the way.
Yeah,
You might have said, excuse me, under your breath, but that was...
Well, there's nothing wrong with saying happy Harden.
A yummy happy Harden 5-12 matchup on TBS at 6:30.
We didn't have perverted minds. We wouldn't have half these drops.
That's why troubling is now a region.
Yes.
And it should be and deserves to be, and I'm proud of it. Up against the... Oh, no, sorry, that was the 12. We moved to the 4 seed.
That's me by banging my forehead on the microphone.
Up against the 13.
Can I see?
No, you can't.
All right.
Just got dismissed so quickly by Michael. It was very sad.
Can I see?
No, you can't.
All right.
The all right is really what does it for me. And that,
there's just no you can't. We move on.
That little all right is sad. We go to the 6 seed.
They double team poor Gary.
That was the when we got our steppage run out of the Mets broadcast in SNY.
Ah.
They double team poor Gary.
Poor Gary.
Poor Gary.
Up against the 11 seed.
The organization's changed directions.
Oh, no.
Another drop that Peter makes.
I love that. Every time I'm about to cough or feel like I'm going to cough or whatever, Peter's always got the, oh, no.
He's concerned.
The organization's changed directions.
Oh, no.
He knows what's going on.
All right, the 3 seed.
I keep touching it. I don't know why I'm getting excited.
That's such a good one.
Up against myself.
Hey! Enough!
Those poor dogs.
Yeah, that was the dog.
Clearly not pampered at all. Just yelled at all day.
No, well then, listen, I'm a tough dad. All right, the 7 seed.
You want a little Don and Dick action?
I don't even know how I'm able to play that without getting in trouble.
That was the first time I said it.
Yeah.
Now I go way further.
Do it all
than
the time, but at the first time I heard it.
Now my favorite way to do it is, you know what goes with a little Don?
a little Dick.
All right, the 10 seed.
I still love to play with Super Bowls.
Sure did.
Okay, the 2 seed in the troubling region.
I hate you.
Against the 15 seed.
Oh my God.
That was such a weird oh my God from like 2 or 3 weeks ago. So it had to be.
Oh my God.
What were you even?
I don't remember.
I don't remember
what it was. I remember doing it, but I don't remember why.
This looks like, and I understand that.
Yeah.
This looks like, this is to me the equivalent, this oh my God. If you were going through, you know, X videos or Pornhub, and you saw a girl that you always wanted to hook up with in high school in one of the scenes.
I think I remember, by the way.
Oh,
and I don't
God.
Know why this made me think of it. It was the last remote we did, not at Moynihan, but at the bar, and you saw the double-decker cheeseburger with the egg and the bacon.
Oh, my God.
I could see that.
I just saw a picture of it. Oh, my God.
I confused it with sex, but that could easily be food.
But I think that was the... The equivalent Peter had of me, you know, stumbling upon a girl from 30 years ago and then seeing her on Netflix.
Not Netflix. Sexflix. All right, here we go.
When's that going to launch?
We go to the
nether region.
The nether region. Here we go. The 1 seed.
Can I join?
Yeah, that's going to make, you know what?
Well, let's see. You don't know who it's up against. The 16.
Well, first of all, Richard, stop yelling at me.
I mean, that's a good 16.
It's good, but it's...
It's not funny enough.
Can I join is winning this whole thing. Mark my
Can
words.
I join?
I don't know. We go to the 8 seed.
Stop it. Stop. Stop. My God.
I love that one,
that
man.
That round of 32 matchup's going to be something.
Yeah.
I'm going to tell you, Can I join's going to have trouble in the second round. And that 8 seed, by the way, is up against a good nether region one.
Here we go.
That is a good one.
We love Here We Go. The bored and defeated Al Michaels. We love it. Wow, that caller with the dog.
Stop it. Stop. Please. Stop. My God.
Another good oh my God placement.
Here we go, the 5 seed.
New York.
Oh, that's very good. It's so used.
New York.
All the time. Up against the 12.
Not good.
That's
Andrew
this year?
Andrew makes his appearance. Sure is.
Wow.
Very nostalgic.
Not good.
Up against, no, that's the up against the Francesa New York. Four seed.
Andrew, how do you say the name?
Not like that.
Those do well. Those historically do well.
That is a great point. Andrew drops
so
too
glad
well.
That Andrew was able to get a few in.
Deadpan corrections of Peter do very well, Brazil Euros.
Oh, don't even get me started. Am I ordering, you want coffee before the show?
Oh, sure.
What are you getting, your regular?
Oh, yeah.
I'd love a Frosty Chino from Wendy's, though.
Oh, good news. There's one coming on Wednesday.
Love it.
Oh, I love a By the way, that drop was 2 years ago.
Mm.
Frosty Chino.
Frosty Chino.
When I was like, Frosty Chino.
This is the Frosty Chino. Oh, very excited about it.
That drop got, of everything I've ever said, the disproportionately the least amount of love. I loved the Frosty Chino. Let's go to the four seed.
Andrew, how do you say the name?
Not like that.
Up against our friend.
I can't stand boxing.
No. Andrew versus Harry, as the world intended.
I can't stand boxing.
And that's probably it for Harry, right?
I would assume so.
Yeah, that would be it.
I hope it makes a run.
Mm.
I'm really looking forward to 6-11, by the way.
Really? Is that right now?
Oh, yeah.
Here we go, the 6 seed in the nether region.
You're unbelievable.
When he was legitimately angry at Michael. That is not working. That's not radio.
I wasn't at work.
That's not a work. That's a real McCoy. That is the Yankee manager being legitimately annoyed.
Among many others, but.
At Michael K.
Up against the 11.
I don't believe you're a $3 crack.
I don't know if a bleeped drop has ever made it to Drop Madness.
Does everyone remember? Do you think people know what that was, though?
Talking about Halle Berry.
Oh, yeah.
And that's why it's an 11, too, because I can't keep it in the amount of times we'll have to play it.
I wish we could just go in unedited.
Wait, can we play unedited on the podcast? You have an unedited version?
We probably can. Let me see if I have think
on
it
the
somewhere.
It's not bad enough that you can't play it on the podcast.
But it's Spike Lee. That could make a run.
Especially if you could play the unedited, but I understand why you can't in 2023.
I protected myself and made sure there's not an uncensored version in the system.
There you go.
Good for
well,
you.
That's it. All right, so you're just going to have to deal with...
I don't believe you're a $3 crack...
You can figure out what he's saying.
When we said it was troubling.
Right. You have it in your garden.
That's right. Go gardening.
No, it's not in your garden.
I mean, it's in your shed that you use for gardening.
No. It's someone who lives in a
oh god.
In a house, in a house with other people who do the same thing.
Oh, really?
Oh, it was the full.
Oh, he didn't give a
rhymes with toe, Don.
Oh, it does toe?
No. That's what I thought.
No, I thought it rhymed with more.
No.
Oh, that's actually not as bad. I feel like we could have gotten away with it.
So I could say it, right?
Yeah.
No, he said ho.
Yes, he did.
Oh, I thought he said whore.
You were right with the gardening and everything else. You were
wrong. It was ho. Oh, yeah. Spike cleans it up for us.
I think that's Aaron.
He's like a professional, that's why.
Spike Lee. Who's going to tell Spike Lee?
Yeah, what to say. All right, here's the caster.
I'm not a creepo. You're a creepo.
who accidentally played that? You?
He did.
Oh, Michael
that's
did?
That's why it's Michael's drop. He played it at home.
I'm not a creepo. You're a creepo.
All the cards for kids.
The poor kids.
Oh, that's poor great. Kids. The 14 seed.
They give you a bat, and the bat is for to hit the ball.
That's, I love that,
that
one.
That should be
higher. I feel like that should be higher.
I had a feeling if Drop Madness was in July, that would be much higher.
Oh, my God. It would be like a 4 seed.
Here is the 7 seed in the nether region.
We suck.
That's a good one.
Torts getting some things off his chest.
And... the fact that it can be played so many different places, I love it.
Oh, we used it a lot.
And we're keeping it in hockey because the 10 seed that it's facing.
Unbelievable.
Stemmer.
That's right.
Stemmer and Torts.
Stemmer could have went into that other region between those other two drops that you were talking about earlier.
Wait, which one?
The one that we can say because it's the podcast and maybe it'll get edited out later.
Okay.
You had an observation about two drops that were about the same thing.
Oh,
it's almost like Stemmer's in between that.
Unbelievable.
All right, the 2 seed in the nether region.
Now, you were born in Yonkers. How long did you stay in New York?
Oh, me?
Yeah.
Wikipedia.
I got to tell you.
I got sports pickled.
He got sports pickled right there. He had sauce gardener.
It has to be a 2 seed because of how good it is. I don't know how far it's going to go. I am well aware of that. It's probably overseeded, but I love it.
But now, by the way, that could have also went flub region.
Absolutely.
Yes,
right? Absolutely.
It actually could have. It really should have.
Now, you were born in Yonkers. How long did you stay in New York?
Oh, me?
Yeah.
I had sauce was in it, so I just went
you
with
went that. No, you got to find a way to use it and make the space work. That's part of what your job is. The 15 seed.
Who do you have as the MVP, Judge or Otani?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yep.
Thanks, Buck.
Now, the funny thing is he tried that like later on in the season and it didn't hit the same. Like, it was good. That joke was good the first time.
He tried it again?
He tried it again, and it went flat. You don't even remember it, because it's like, it was only good the one time.
Yeah, the next time he got an answer. The next time he got an answer.
Yeah.
That is the 16, I mean the 15 in the Nether region. So again, to catch you up, the one seed in the Flub region.
A mistake is not carrying the 9 when you do a multiplication.
The one seed in funny.
No, Michael K.
The one seed in troubling.
It was the cleanest sack that I have ever seen.
And lastly, the number one seed in the Nether region.
Can I join?
There you have it. This all gets started, and you will all be able to participate online on our Twitter. Is there any sort of like app version of participation this year, or is it still all Twitter?
As far as I know, it's only Twitter. Maybe the more we work with Good Karma, we'll be able to do something else, but right now it's going to be the Twitter polls that you know and love.
And obviously you're a diehard if you're listening to this podcast, so it's probably not necessarily for you, this message, but vote. Vote early, vote often.
Yeah, you got it.
Yeah, because we see sometimes, oh, it's 90-10, I'm not going to vote because I can't.
No, you got it.
No, you can turn it, man.
And also, it might only be that there are 10 votes in when it says it's 90-10.
Just vote. Just to represent.
That's right, represent. You have your voice heard. And Drop Madness 2023 is sponsored by Wendy's. Fresh, never cooked, fresh, never looked so square at Wendy's. A Dave Singles, now just a dollar. When you want the best hamburger, squares the beef. Wendy's. Everything gets started on Thursday. The first matchups will happen at 4.
We do it in that 4 o'clock range. You announce them around 4:20-ish before we break.
And then the voting begins and ends at the end of ENN.
That's right.
So it gets started Thursday. By the way, Thursday, 12:30, Maryland gets the tournament started as well.
Well, there you go.
So I got a lot going on.
We lose Peter.
No, it's before the show starts. We'll be fine. We thank you guys so much. Thanks to the great Anthony Pusick, Donald LaGreca.
And my pleasure.
We will get this thing started Thursday. And to you, the most dedicated K-Show listeners who listen to this podcast, thank you, thank you, thank you.
Picture this. You arrive at your hotel. You have an important online meeting lined up with clients from all across the country. You have your laptop open, ready to begin. And the Wi-Fi is so terrible, you can't even connect. These types of stressful situations happen all the time. They don't have to. When you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you have access to their free high-speed Wi-Fi, so you can take care of those critical emails, join your meetings on time, and even unwind by streaming your favorite shows without having to worry. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.